from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M. Best of.
And we're asking the question, where did you sneak in?
Where did you sneak in?
Like the time that I snuck into Shane Warne's little roped off area at Club 23.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Shane wasn't that keen to meet me.
No.
I won't go through the whole story.
Okay. Yeah.
But I did duck around and step over the velvet rope.
Yeah.
And drink a couple of Peronis and then leave.
Yeah. A couple?
Couple. No, mate of our Rob Sloan. You remember Rob Sloan?
Yeah. I remember.
I thought it was with Lutzy.
And Lutzy was there too.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Lutzy and I were the ones who said no. Warnie said no to Lutzy. No, no, I don't blame Warnie. Please don't misunderstand
me. Yes to Sloaney.
No, yeah. Sloaney had already worked out that the ropes were around the back.
I
got around the back and Sloaney's holding up a Peroni going, I'm in!
Yeah.
You snuck in. Sneaky sound
sneaky
system.
Sneaky indeed. Mm. A serial gatecrasher who has snuck her way into hundreds of A-list events to rub shoulders with the likes of Snoop Doggy Dogg, Margot Robbie, and the Hemsworth brothers, obviously not Luke, has revealed how she gets in without an invite.
Oh, how does she do this?
57-year-old Melbourne grandmother. Quite young, isn't it? 57 to be a grandmother.
Not really.
No, not really. Cara Epilka doesn't worry about being on the guest list. She simply waltzes in and has the time of her life.
She's got the confidence.
It is.
Confidence is key.
Fake it till you feel it.
Yeah.
So true. Gee, started out hard. Nothing's off limits for Cara. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Fakes it till she feels it.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
The recent Formula One Grand Prix at Albert Park. Cara has even produced her party trick overseas, attending a handful of red carpet events in London.
Oh.
Cara revealed how she makes it happen.
On the way to an event, I'll think, I'm going to get in, I'm going to have a great time. And that's what happens. You put your thoughts out there to the universe and... yeah, it can happen.
She's manifesting.
Manifestation.
She's manifesting entry on arrival.
Mm-hmm.
Cara has photos with Nicole Kidman, Hugh Jackman, Margot Robbie. She's also hung out with Chris and Liam Hemsworth.
I saw them there and just hung out with them. They're really nice guys because they're from Phillip Island. They're surfies, you know, easygoing, just down to earth guys. Yeah, really nice, fun guys.
You know?
I love Cara.
I'm sure they had a great time.
They would have loved having Cara hang around, telling her New Zealand stories.
Looking at that photo, it looks like it was at the footy.
Yeah, and he looks light, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Chris.
That might be
pre-Thor.
Yeah.
And I don't even understand pre-Thor. In 2006, Cara hustled her way backstage to meet Snoop Doggy Dogg after his concert at Rod Laver Arena and partied with him until 2 a.m.
My sons did not believe me that I met him because there's like, how did you meet? They had to go home by themselves while their mum's partying with some rapper. Oh, my God, that was funny.
Oh.
I love Cara.
I love Cara.
Where'd you sneak in?
What do you got on Insta, Will?
The Pretty Littles, our favourite futsal.
Oh, team. The Pretty Littles.
Sino Saluti, remember?
Sino Saluti.
So one of the guys from that said that they snuck into a sold-out music festival with a friend wearing black T-shirt and black pants, and they rushed to the front of the queue holding a piece of paper, pretending that they were running late for a shift or something.
Right, I've got to get in.
And they've let them straight through.
Yeah. I've got to get in. I've got this piece of paper.
Having a prop, I think, helps.
My friend Mozza hasn't paid for a ticket to anything in years. He just pretends on the phone and they go, ticket. He goes, just one sec, mate. And just walks in.
And just keeps walking.
Oh,
remember those kids at Splendor that were in the wheelie bin? One of them was in a wheelie bin and the other guy had high vis on and they just rolled the wheelie bin in high vis and then the other guy jumps out of the bin and off they go and enjoy their day.
That's
vis is genius.
High vis is
genius. You've got a clipboard or like a ladder or something.
Yeah,
you're getting in.
You've got a stop go sign. You're in.
Where did you sneak in, Mick?
Guys,
Mick, you had 14 minutes to clear your throat and then you just waited till we put you through to the studio.
You got me there. Hey, back in the 80s, the Vic Open used to be held at Metropolitan Golf Club and me and my mates worked there as volunteers and we scanned some Vic Open shirts and that was like a free ticket to get into any of the sponsors' guests' tent.
Yes.
So we tried to scam our way in there just to get free beer. But while we were in there, the Australian cricket team was having lunch as a guest of CIG. So we sat down and had lunch with them and we're talking the likes of David Hooks, the Chappell Brothers,
Dennis
Lilly, Lenny Pascoe, all the legends of the game, and we were sitting there just starstruck, going, "Wow,
in your Vic Open t-shirts."
That we stole.
Well, that you stole. Well done,
Vic. So it was a good scam all round.
Well done.
Well played.
Mate.
The Marty Shear Gold Show
on Triple M. Here's a bit of fun. Aaron Chen, who, of course, I work with in Fisk on the ABC. Lovely young man. Very funny man.
Very sure is. Funny.
Proposed to his girlfriend, Esther Shim, in a very unorthodox manner last month. And we're asking the question, how did you propose, or indeed, how were you proposed to? 26-year-old Aaron revealed on Instagram over the weekend he'd popped the question with a ring hidden inside a box of McDonald's chicken McNuggets.
Perfect.
Oh, that's great.
I love that.
Do you say McNuggets?
No. I say nuggets.
I just say nuggets.
McDonald's nuggets.
McDonald's nuggets. Nuggets.
McNuggets.
They're obviously called McNuggets.
They would be.
Like your McNuggets, Matthew.
That's a mitt nugget.
A mitt nugget. Just the two of them. He captioned the post, "Congratulations to me, I am engaged." And a photo of the couple showed a beaming Esther proudly showing off the ring. Yeah. I was going to say showing off her ring, but that could mean all sorts of
things. Well, it is her ring now.
It is. Esther showing off her ring.
It is her ring.
Nice ring, Esther.
Ring on her finger. Nice ring. Scott?
Looking at that ring in the box of nuggets, I am a big chance to have just eaten it.
Yeah, you would have.
I would have just devoured those nuggets so
here's
quickly.
A bit of fun. She held up the ring in front of a cash converter store because it's possible they celebrated their engagement at the pawn shop because I think they got their rings from cashies.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, did they?
I think I read that in the story.
Oh.
I love this.
That's why she's out in front of cash converters. Yeah. They both bought their rings at cashies and then he slid it into the McNuggets.
Well, fun. But so it wasn't a surprise.
Well, I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
Maybe he just bought the rings.
Maybe.
At cashies.
Friend of mine took an engagement ring all the way up. Is it Kilimanjaro in
Tanzania?
Africa.
Yeah.
Took a ring up there with his girlfriend, proposed at the top of there. It was snowing everywhere.
No way.
He had it the whole way up.
Oh, that's great. Know, many years ago, I did the overland walk in Tasmania. Mm. There's a mountain there. Mount Erica?
Cradle?
Mount Erica?
Cradle Mountain?
No, it was a different one. I think it's Mount Erica, something like that. And a bloke proposed to his partner there.
Wow.
Because I'd been quite friendly with them through the walk. And then I was getting the vibe that I wasn't required that day.
Oh.
And what have I said? What have I done?
Yeah, what have I done?
That would have been,
You know?
But that,
I put a taipan in their tent, but I think we all thought that was funny.
Paul, how did you propose?
Oh, look, it was before the days of Instagram and Snapchat and all that, so I don't really have anything to document it and show videos and stuff. But what I did, I just got down on one knee in a restaurant and proposed, and she said yes.
Like, yeah. Nice.
Those days feel like they're over, Paul.
Mm.
Yeah, they kind of do.
What restaurant was it?
It was Ciccone's over in South Bank at the bottom of the casino.
Oh.
Ciccone's.
Ciccone's. Yeah. Why is that ringing a bell? Yeah.
Is it still there?
I was talking to the girl that answered the phone before. I looked it up and she said it was still.
Do you mean Matthew?
Yeah, Matthew answered the phone.
Matthew was answering the
phone. No, it was the girl.
Matthew. It's Matthew.
It was
we're joking,
hard.
Paul.
Thanks, Paul. Heather, how'd you propose?
My now husband proposed. We had been together for about 7 to 8 years, and we were just sitting on the couch on a Friday night. He looked over at me and supposed we should get hitched at some point.
Oh, Heather, that was a little bit low level. How did you feel about it?
I actually absolutely loved it. Yeah. Because it was just perfect for us.
For the two of you, eating pizza and just having a chat on the couch.
And then did you go ring shopping together?
No, we found one online, which, because we're absolutely nerdy, he found me the perfect Legend of Zelda game-related one.
Wow. You had a whole Dungeons & Dragons thing going on,
Dungeons
Heather.
Dungeons & Dragons.
Send us a photo of your ring, Heather, if you get a chance.
Yes.
Yeah, the Zelda one.
Yes, the Zelda ring.
Heather got it. This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Best of on Triple M. It's the Dunce Academy. A lot of dunces in the world. This bloke's right up there. A man has died searching for a frisbee in a lake at a golf course where people are warned by signs to beware of the alligators.
Oh.
Well, not this dunce. The unidentified man was looking for flying discs. Hey, let's go down. Do you want to go down the park and play with the flying disc?
Isn't it just a frisbee?
I think Americans would call it. They play disc golf.
It's disc golf.
Yeah.
They don't.
Oh.
But they call a frisbee the flying. That surely they call it a frisbee.
They call I it think a Frisbee's a brand.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
That's not what it is.
I think.
Flying disc.
That's a bit of fun.
I've never heard of
a flying disc. What are the ones that have no middle called? You know, they're just a
flying donut?
Very good, Troy.
I don't know.
They've got a name, the ones that don't have a middle.
Flying disc.
It's flying disc. He was looking for his flying disc in the water, and a gator was involved, is what the Largo Police Department have said. A gator was involved. The park's website notes that patrons can discover the sport of disc golf on a course set in the natural beauty of this park. It's along the lake, and there are signs that say no swimming. Like, I'm looking at one that says no swimming, and then there's a photo of an alligator, and it says do not feed or molest. Who's ever molested an alligator?
Molest?
Oh. What?
Is this lost in translation?
Who has ever molested an alligator? Do not feed or molest an alligator.
Okay.
I'm afraid to Google molesting an alligator.
Oh, well, we're going to see some fun here. I'm sure it'll be just a headshot of Rolf Harris.
Oh, hang on.
Are you sure it hasn't been photoshopped, that photo?
What's the deal with don't molest the alligator signs?
Is that the Reddit thread?
Yeah.
Molest just means bother.
Yeah, molest.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, now you get it.
I got it all the time, mate. All I wanted to do was get me Rolf Harris gear in there. I saw that one about 3 years ago, mate.
You just made us Google.
Yeah, I just made you Google it all.
Saw us typing.
And saw you typing, and all I'm thinking is how can I crowbar Rolf into this? I was thinking Jimmy Savile. I thought, go Rolf, he's an Aussie.
Yeah.
Ken Hosnick told the Tampa Bay Times, I think you worked there briefly.
I did, as a journalist.
As a journalist. Younger days of journalism. These are people that are down on their luck.
You can't get any more down
on your luck than being eaten by an alligator.
No.
Sometimes they dive in lakes and they'll pull out 40 discs. Oh, I see.
They're trying to make a living out of it. It's actually not a fun story. No
fun in this now.
Loz had to include the quote because she's such a journalist.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Thanks for including that.
Yeah, you are. It's the Dumps Academy.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show. We're going basic. How did you get a black eye? Fun ways.
Yes.
You know, quirky ways.
Yeah.
Your brother smacked a cricket ball into your eyeball in the backyard. You know I love eye stuff.
In error. Black eyes in error.
Black eyes.
Yes.
Mm.
That literally happened to me in the nets.
Did you?
I had the stitching across my...
Oh, that's right. You got it off the corner of the nets, the cricket net, off the metal bar and straight into your eye.
Bang, 45 degrees.
Oh, my God, that would have hurt.
Mm.
Comedian Adam Sandler has appeared on live US television with a noticeable black eye, and there's the photo of him. It's a beauty.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those under-the-eye black eyes.
Yeah.
Where you go, oh, you got an under-the-eye black eye.
What
have you done there?
Yeah.
Well, he appeared on Good Morning America to talk about his under-the-eye black eye.
I was in bed in the middle of the night. You know how they tuck in your sheets at the bottom? Somebody tucked in the sheets too much. I had my phone in the middle of the bed. I kicked my feet up to untuck it. The phone went flying, hit me in the head. I refused to acknowledge it. I felt blood. I said, there's something going on, but I got to sleep.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's how he did it.
Yep.
And mobile phones at night in beds do cause a fair amount of injuries.
Dropping it on your face and you're holding it above your head like that?
I've only done it once, but I actually laughed out loud. Yeah. I lolled.
Yeah,
I should have texted myself lol.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I reckon I've done it once as well.
Oh, I've done it once. Heaps of times.
I laughed so much. I was like, I've heard about this.
Yeah.
Now it happened to me. Oh, this is so great. Where are the guys? This is not the first time Adam has appeared on television with a black eye. In fact, it's happened twice before.
Adam.
He must have sensitive eyes. In 2014, he appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon alongside Drew Barrymore and joked it was his 51st date's co-star's fault that he had a shiner.
Drew is the co-star.
Drew Barrymore, correct?
Yes.
In 2015, he was a guest on Jimmy Kimmel. He loves work. He only worked with Jimmy's.
Yeah.
It was an NBA Finals game, a special show that night, and once again he had a bruise on his eye, but there's no detail, so who cares? How did you get a black eye? Oh, no, he did. He got that one from playing basketball. Hey, Daniel.
Hi.
What did you do, mate?
Well, I was in high school, and I was laying down, if you can imagine, Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park.
Yes, I can.
The way he was laying down, that's the way I was laying down, talking to some girls in high school.
Yeah.
And that's when a mate of mine decided, I'll kick a Coke bottle at him.
Right.
Now, I must have been talking to a girl he liked or something, but he kicked it straight at me, hit me straight in the eye.
Oh, hit your flush.
And it was actually the lid part of the bottle that got me in the eye.
Wow.
So I had a graze and a bruise on the inside of my eye.
Oh, Jesus. Daniel, that is horrendous.
It felt good.
I'm just looking at Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park. I can now see the position you meant, Daniel, sort of reclined as if he's on a chaise lounge.
That's the one.
And that's the one. And then a mate of yours has kicked a Coke bottle into your eye.
Yep.
Dirty dog. Natasha, how'd you get a black eye?
Hi, guys. How you going?
Wonderful, Natasha. How are you?
Great, thank you. Or better now, anyways. I was playing WWE with a couple of mates after too many drinks.
Yes.
I was the ref because it was two heavyset boys.
Good.
And one of them put their foot through my eye.
Oh, through your eye?
Oh, my gosh.
To where? Wow. To where did it end up?
On the floor. No, really, really big black eye, and had to lie about it, not because... Yeah, not to save them, just because I was really embarrassed.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, you're umpiring a wrestling match. You don't expect that kind of injury.
Yeah, really need some training for that.
Yeah. And yes, I said injury.
I know.
I meant to. Hello, Tara.
Oh, hi, Dream Team. How you going?
Wonderful, Tara. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So I bought my daughter these pair of sneakers, and you can wear them as sneakers or you can attach these wheel things to them.
Sure,
wheelies. Anyway,
but anyway, it took me about half an hour to get these wheels on. I get them on and she looks at me and she goes, okay, take them. So anyway, you sort of flick them, and I flick this stupid wheel off and you're looking right over it and it went flying in my eye.
Oh, no. The bloody wheelies have attacked your eye, Tara. And was it a good shiner?
That's not happening again.
Having some Bluetooth
problems.
Having some
issues with Tara's phone.
Really bad.
Good stuff from you, love. The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Best of. Have you ever hurt a kid accidentally? Mm. I want to be very clear about that.
Yes.
Accidentally hurt a kid. You were just recounting when you were teaching gymnastics.
I was a gymnastics coach for a very long time. And when we were doing the warm-up, I was swinging my hands around like that to do like a shoulder warm-up and punched a kid straight in the face.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's hurting a kid.
Really bad.
That's hurting a kid. Yeah. Accidentally. It happens.
Yeah.
That was a really silly kid in that scenario.
Oh, yeah. He ran straight behind me. Like,
kids are silly.
They have a bit of tunnel vision, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
We were all kids once.
Of course.
Good call. South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas. Malinauskas?
Yeah. Malinauskas. Yeah. I think it's Malinauskas.
Malinauskas has once again shown that politicians, sport and children don't mix. Because don't forget, we had ScoMo Crusher Kid not long ago.
Luca. Oh, that's right.
Luca.
In Hobart, wasn't it?
That kid's name was Luca.
Mm-hmm.
He lived on the second floor.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, the young people don't know.
Oh, they don't know that.
They don't know Suzanne Vega.
Suzanne Vega.
It's the same Tom's Diner woman.
Huh?
That's on TikTok at the moment.
Mm.
Oh, that song that you like. DC's doing a rare stand-up, which means that I think he might
have a grab. Oh, he's pointing at something. What's he got?
Oh, the song.
Yes, here it is. It was right here in front of me. This is Luca.
Oh, I know this song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
I live on the second floor.
I do know it.
Of course. It's a song about domestic violence.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, I think you've seen me before. Well, that's...
If you hear something late at night...
Oh, there you go.
So she's
some kind of trouble, some kind of fight.
She's from the perspective of
just
Luca.
Don't ask me what it was.
Oh, no.
Well, I've never listened to the lyrics of that song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. It gets worse.
Thank you, DC.
Mr. Manalanaskis was having some fun with the screaming children of Colonel Light Gardens Primary School. Colonel Light, of course, famously designed Adelaide. Huh. In Adelaide's southeast by trading handballs with a boy on the playground.
Yeah.
I'm glad it said handballs.
It doesn't scan well. I mean, if you push through it, it's fine. It's when you slow down to debrief that it starts to...
Hand passes
would have been better. Okay. Trading handballs with a boy on the playground.
That's what he said.
Rolf Harris vibe.
Lauren will not change that quote.
No, I won't.
Don't, Journal Oz, you leave it the way it is. Okay. Unfortunately, he launched the ball a bit high and a bit hard for the boy to catch, and he hit him right in the face. I came in like a wrecking ball.
Ouch,
indeed. The boy, however, did not appear too fussed and appeared to be smiling as he quickly scooped up the ball. Well, of course he's going to. You're not going to admit that you've been hurt in front of that pack of marauding children.
A difference between it hitting you in the nose and, like, the cheek. Like, if it gets you square in the nose, that hurts.
I've had that happen with a basketball before.
Your eyes just water immediately. I'm not crying.
I'm not crying.
You're crying.
It's okay to cry.
Mr. Malinowski's began moving away, but then headed back to check the child was okay and gave him a friendly ruffle of the red hair.
Reed hair?
Oh. It says Reed hair. Yeah. Journal Oz, you happy with that one?
Reed hair.
Well, that's interesting because I took out any red-headed references in this because I didn't think it was necessary.
Just his hair would have been enough.
Yeah, ruffle of his hair.
His hair.
You don't have to nominate that he was a wranger. South Australia's Education Department confirmed the child was not hurt. Settle down, everyone.
What was it, a tweet?
Oh, my God. The world's gone mad.
Did you accidentally hurt a kid, Brian?
I did. It was my daughter. Yeah. Who would have been about two and a half. We grabbed one of those pimply, bouncy balls from Kmart. I think everybody knows what they look like.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, she kicked it. And I ran to kick it back to her, and she was a little closer than I thought, and it smacked her right in the face.
It's an awful feeling, isn't it?
Well, I was pretty proud of myself, but the wife wasn't very happy about it.
It's a learning of sorts, copping a ball in the face from your dad.
Andrew.
Guys, how are you?
Wonderful, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, kicking some ass. I set fire to my son.
Oh, no, Andrew. What have you done?
I was lighting a bonfire in the backyard, and we had some old fuel. My son was just putting it around the bottom of the bonfire, and I said to him, all clear, mate? And he goes, yep.
Yep. And, yes, Dad, all clear.
Lit it and bang, off she went. The windows in the house shook and his arm was on fire.
Oh, Jesus. No. But he was all right, Andrew.
Oh, he's fine, mate. No, he's good.
Yeah.
Mrs. wasn't happy, but, you know, you get over it.
Well, that's Mrs.'s, am I right?
Oh, I can hear you.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
Where did you faint is the question we're asking now. Unfortunately for you, Loz, it was at an early function with your new boyfriend at the time.
At a wedding, meeting all of his friends in Byron Bay.
Of his friends in Byron Bay, and then you got a bit woozy.
It was very muggy, and I'd flown up that morning, and I passed out at the start of the reception, and my eyes rolled back, and I started convulsing, so that was nice to look at.
Had you had any alcohol up to that point?
Not a drop.
Not a drop. Yeah. So this was just a full faint.
Not enough water.
But then you bounce back.
Then I bounce back and I was life of the party. Because sometimes it's like when you have a faint, you feel it happening. Your brain needs a reset.
Yeah.
And then it resets. It's like a computer.
And then it's like, oh, actually, I feel better. It's like when you have a big spew. You feel imminently better.
Well, that's
afterwards.
What I thought was going to happen. Away.
But it didn't.
And then I fainted.
Just fainted.
Lauren likes to pull focus at a wedding.
Five soldiers collapsed to the ground outside St. Paul's Cathedral on Friday before the royal family's arrival during the Queen's Jubilee. Aww. And some of them aren't even the soldiers that wear the stupid big hats.
No.
Like, that guy's just got a regulation hat on, but he is going down. He just got one hand in front of himself there. Mm-hmm. In his full military outfit, but he's fainted.
Yeah,
I suppose it can be just from standing, and they're not great in the summer over there, are they?
No.
Mm.
And it would still be a thick uniform, I think.
You'd imagine it'd be a wool-based uniform.
Yeah.
Royal fans cheered as the brave Royal Air Force soldiers got back on their feet following the falls. Ahead of the service of Thanksgiving. So they've fainted and then they've got back up and the crowd's going, well done, back.
You're brave.
You had a wobble.
And now you're back.
And now you're back.
Yeah.
Lucky there wasn't some sort of security scare. because these guys look vulnerable.
They look weak as the first to fall was a member of the RAF who was part of the military guard of honour lining the steps, and that could be the bloke we're looking at there who's laying fully on his back just staring up at the sky. Like, what's happened to him? It's like he's been shot. No, he hasn't. He's just fainted.
It's a bit hot.
Moments later, a second member of military personnel on the steps collapsed. Maybe it's because they trying to, like, shed weight to get into their uniforms.
Oh, like Cambosis.
Yeah, they've left their run too late.
Yeah.
So it's all water weight, but they should have kept their water up.
Shredding for the Jubilee.
Shredding for the Jubilee. And then bang, you're staring at the sky. Both were able to stand and were helped away after their falls, dragged away and no doubt shot.
The tower.
Like you do with a racehorse. Dragged him off the steps. You just hear a single shot in the background. Oh, shouldn't have owned it. Sky reported that in total, 5 members of the armed services collapsed.
Guys.
Five?
Have a hydrolite before you start.
Yeah.
It's not known why they fell to ground ahead of the service. Maybe there was a bad curry doing the rounds.
Maybe.
However, it was a very warm and sunny day. This is the bit I love, with temperatures hovering around 20 degrees. 20. Hovering around 20. It's 20 in my undies now.
Oh, mate, it was so hot.
It was so hot.
It was 20 degrees.
It was 20 degrees. My head was spinning and then I woke up on a stair.
20 degrees does feel like 30 in London sometimes,
gosh,
though.
It does.
20 degrees. I love hovering around 20, so it could have been 18.
Yeah.
Hey, Cole.
Hello, Colin.
How are we all?
Great.
You're never better, Colin. Just having a laugh at the English.
Mm-hmm. You got to have a laugh at them.
You really do, Colin. Did you pass out?
No, my beautiful wife did.
Yes.
She was riding a horse and she fell off and broke her nose.
What? Oh, no.
While she was actually riding, she fainted.
Correct.
That seems quite a hectic time to actually faint, Colin.
Well, you know, it's the wife, you know, she does strange things.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, mate.
She's hectic.
Ladies, am I right? Colin loved it.
Patrick, where did you faint? Patrick?
How are you guys? I was roller skating with my daughter and hadn't eaten for, you know, since brekkie.
Yeah.
And, turned 50, not fit, and doing a lesson for an hour and just...
Down.
Went straight down, ended up in hospital with a concussion and a cut to the head.
Is there anything harder than a roller skating rig?
Oh,
don't think so.
Yeah. No. Well, I was a sort of hypothetical.
But he helped.
Yes.
Patrick's...
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The Cambodian government has urged people to stop plucking their endangered penis plant. Mm. And it's called the penis plant because I've never seen a plant that looks more like a penis in my life.
It really does, doesn't it?
After some women have filmed themselves picking them.
Whew.
Watching the ladies pick the penis plant is confusing. Nepenthes holdeni. Holdeni, this, thanks, Danny. It's a tropical pitcher plant, commonly found in the mountainous regions of Western Cambodia. It's now at the risk of extinction, with locals and tourists picking the plant in order to take selfies with it. Oh, just stand next to the penis plant.
Yeah. You don't have to touch it.
You don't have to touch it. Stand next. You'd have more fun with it, standing next to it.
Mm, of course.
Due to the plant's suspicious appearance, as it's written here, it's being dubbed as the penis plant. Mm.
Oh, that time you don't say penis.
Yeah.
That time I went quiet. There's a limit on how many times you can say penis. Suspicious appearance? No, it looks like a penis. Yeah. There's nothing suspicious about it. After the video of some women picking the penis plant went viral on social media, the government cracked it and sent out a stern warning asking curious folks to leave the endangered penis plant in the ground where it belongs.
Yeah. Oh.
That's exactly where it belongs.
Give me a home among the gum trees with lots of plum trees.
Lucky you didn't play Burke's Backyard.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.
BuzzFeed has made a list of accents in films that were so bad people couldn't even finish. Couldn't even finish watching the film?
Yeah.
That's where that sentence ended. Yeah, well, people couldn't even finish.
The film. Watching the film.
Yeah. Let's roll through a few of them because some of them are pretty funny. Here's Steven Seagal in Out for Justice doing an Italian accent.
Here's my gun. Fair game now, okay? And here's my badge.
Oh, gee, Willy Winkers.
Lady Gaga's not on here with her one in House of Gucci.
No, well, hers was apparently
House
awful.
House of the Goods.
Yeah.
Well, be careful. Let's not all do all the accents. I've just had to do that one.
Save me there.
Cameron Diaz in Gangs of New York, Irish.
Good point. And lead me to my business or I will open your throat, so help me God.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Willy Winkers.
That's really bad.
That's a bit harsh. I love Cameron Diaz, but she really tarnishes that film.
There's a reason she retired, and I think we just heard it. Sean Connery doing a Spanish accent.
When only a few of us are left, we will feel an irresistible pull towards a faraway land.
Spanish? That's like Michael Caine. I was born a German. I'm going to die a German. Come on, Caine.
That wasn't him doing Spanish.
Let's have a listen again.
When only a few of us are left, we will feel an irresistible pull towards a fararaway land.
No, that's no toughness there.
We know how easy Spanish is.
Yeah.
So you say your Spanish.
It's so simple.
What's your name? What's your mother's name? Too slow. You're not Spanish. Spanish is the easiest accent to do.
Sean didn't know that.
This is outrageous. This is Mickey Rooney doing a Japanese accent in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
That was 2 weeks ago. You cannot go on or keep ringing my bell. You disturb me. You must have a key made.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, not only was he doing the accent, he was playing a full Japanese.
He had buck teeth in. He did every parody of a stereotypical Japanese dude you can do, including an awful Japanese accent. Let's go around the room quickly and all try out Japanese.
Troy, you first.
Troy's got Troy. One. You go
we've
first.
Got, we've got another grab to get to here.
Dick Van Dyke doing a British accent in Mary Poppins.
Comical poem, suitable for the occasion, extemporized and thought up before your very eyes.
Working very hard. Anne Hathaway doing a Yorkshire accent.
Really, what happened? Sex and toilet cubicles lose its bittersweet charm.
Oh my God, that was awful.
That's horrendous.
Jeez.
That's
Yorkshire.
Really bad.
What about Leo in Blood Diamond, South African?
I'm looking for Commander Zero, huh?
He's inside. You talk to me. You are here to help us in our struggle against the government.
I'm here to do business with Commander Zero, all right?
Yeah, that wasn't the best
bit. Yeah,
but I thought he was all right in that.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford doing Russian.
To undertake an exercise of this scope may be, with respect, premature.
Oh, my.
Oh, that was an attempt at all.
Disaster. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Do we have any more time? Have we had enough?
What about Brad Pitt?
Let's finish with Brad Pitt doing his Irish.
I'm in a bind. I don't have time to explain. I get my gear and I'll clear out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, actors. See what I'm saying?
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Best of.
If you've wanted to ring with a ghost story, I advise you to do it now.
Yeah. Marty and I love ghost stories.
Well, you two are believers because you've had
seen
experiences.
A ghost.
Yeah,
you
Will and I
have. You two are naysayers, and we're going to send you to a scary place to spend the night.
I love works of fiction as well.
A mum on TikTok has posted a video of her 7-month-old baby playing with his deceased father just days after he died.
Oh, dear.
Holy hell.
I should have been in the morgue.
Wait.
What?
Will's insinuating that she was playing with the actual
is
body.
Not,
oh, right.
He's not helping us. He's purposely doing it. He's been winding me up all day.
It's so frustrating when he does this because he always has an excuse for everything.
He's winding me.
There always is one.
He's
There's never.
He is. Don't.
Sorry.
Don't engage. Sydney O'Haver's baby can be seen kicking his arms and legs while calling out, Dada.
Oh, it's actually
it's
really
sad.
Sad.
It's sad. Sad.
It's also a ghost story.
Yes, let's remember that. Oh, this music. I watched Ghost recently.
Sydney.
Oh, the best.
Sydney says this happened again when the baby was 9 or 10 months old.
Oh.
People in the comments pointed out that the dog may experience the same presence as her baby.
Yeah.
One of the comments says, OMG, wow. The dog sees it at the end too. He's smelling everything.
That's unusual.
Dogs smell everything.
Mate, I'm coming over there in a sec. Honestly.
That's strange.
I am coming over there.
No, dogs get it.
Dogs do get it.
Yeah.
Dogs can smell all sorts of things.
Yes, and see.
Wayne, did you see a ghost?
About 45 years ago, mate, in a house in Melbourne, and I used to tell my mum, I was a nine-year-old, and I'd hear footsteps in the hallway, and my wardrobe doors would randomly open.
Oh, no.
Close.
No.
Well, about 3 years after mum sold it, which was about 18 years later, there was a write-up in the local paper. The people that bought it said it was haunted.
Right. So you were right, Wayne.
I was spot on, Marty.
I bet they were even seeing the same stuff, footsteps in the hallway, cupboard doors opening, because ghosts tend to do the same gear.
Always.
They're trapped.
Mm. Yeah.
They've only a few things they can do.
They don't know they're a ghost.
Don't they?
No.
Oh.
They're just going about their life. Have you seen some,
some of this is anecdotal. We've drifted into an opinion piece now.
No.
I love your feeling.
No, of course, they don't know what they're doing.
Haven't you seen the others?
With that's Nicole a movie. Kidman.
Yes.
No, I've never watched that.
It's brilliant.
It is
you really should watch it.
I get a bit turned off by Nicole sometimes. Only sometimes.
She's very good in this, and it's, I know what you mean.
I have seen the others.
Oh, I lived in Coburg.
Yes, the period piece of her swanning around. Yeah. Yes, I've seen that.
The two kids that can't leave the house.
That's right. Great film. Yeah. Very good. I wasn't turned off at all. Did you see a ghost, Julie?
Well, my family experienced the most scary experience up in Avoca.
Avoca in Central Coast in New South Wales?
No, Avoca in Melbourne. An old mining sort of town.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
So where I'm assuming there's a lot of unsettled spirits down there.
Yes. Of course there would
be. Yeah.
Mining towns.
Yeah, we checked into this most amazing homestead in Avoca for 10 nights over Christmas and New Year. And when we checked in, I was just bringing things out of the car into the house, and my son walked across the hallway into the kitchen and just looked at me and said, I just saw you at the end of the hallway. Ooh. And I was like, no.
I've been out at the car.
Yeah. So he saw a woman in a long black sort of outfit, like a dress.
Yeah.
So we didn't think much of it. But the second last night, we heard a lot of noise through the night. So my husband got up and the kids were in the room across from us. He walked in, put the light on. Somebody's obviously dragging my son out of the bed. What? He's just slithering off the bed.
My God.
Like a snake.
Yes.
What?
Floor, and my daughter's sitting in the bed upright, trance-like.
Yeah.
Eyes open but asleep.
Jesus Christ,
wait.
Julie.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were like, we're not staying here.
No.
In the morning, my daughter was like, those boys with the green faces, I didn't want to play with them, but they kept asking me to play with them.
This
oh,
is
no.
wonderful.
So, yeah, we checked out.
I don't blame you, Julie. That is unbelievable.
It's like The Conjuring.
Yeah.
Then you just woke up and it was a bad dream.
Oh, don't, please. Yeah.
Troy.
Do your kids sleepwalk as well?
Oh.
Yeah, honestly.
William, honestly. I'm going to throw something at you in a minute.
Yeah.
Marty Shergold Show on Triple M. Have you ever found a decent amount of cash?
Yeah.
Years ago when I was a kid, I stepped over $20, didn't realise it was there, and my sister picked it up, and it just annoyed me so much.
It still hurts you?
It still hurts me. I remember the day. I was at Lake Burley Griffin in Canberra. I stepped over a 20, and my sister goes, look what I found. I go,
no.
I thought it was sort of partially mine because I'd stepped over it first.
Of course.
Couldn't get that over the line.
Finders keepers. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Very few wins with my sister. Woman finds cash-filled envelope. A woman who found thousands of pounds in cash in a supermarket car park's been praised for handing it in.
Do you hand it in?
Nope. Oh. No, says Matthew, straight off the bat. Do you hand it in? Well, let's find out.
Yeah.
Let's find out together. There might be more in this story that means you feel obligated.
Okay.
Mm.
Annie Skinner was outside Morrison's in a swaddling coat.
Wow.
Where
swaddling coat.
Swaddling coat. When her trolley ran over an envelope. What have I hit? It was probably Annie's internal monologue.
What's that?
What's that?
A speed bump.
In an envelope. What would it be, an envelope in the car park?
What's it doing in my path?
I'll have a quick look. $6,600 falls out of it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And he said, when I saw the envelope on the floor, well, it's not the floor.
Ground. I hate when people say floor outside.
So people say it's ceiling. It's a roof.
Yeah.
I thought it was a balloon. And I pushed my shop. Why did you think that?
A balloon?
A big envelope.
I thought it was a balloon.
She obviously didn't have her glasses on.
What sort of balloons are envelope shaped?
None I've seen.
A flat rectangle. Oh, that's a balloon. Oh, Annie, you are simple.
No.
Let's read on. I've got a feeling Annie could be on the edge. I pushed my shopping trolley over it to pop it. Oh, we got a full
balloon popper.
We're popping rectangle balloons in the car park with Annie. Come out.
With Skinner.
Skinner's here.
The skin.
Skins. Is she out in the car park popping rectangle balloons again?
Outside Morrison's.
I'm coming out. She is a swaddling coat legend.
The swaddling coat Skinner.
The envelope popped. Oh, it did
envelope
pop.
Envelope don't pop.
She's made
this
up. You
should say it tore.
Well, it might have popped. You know how sometimes you can get a bag to pop, a chip bag.
Yeah,
it was sealed
stuck inside.
It was well sealed.
Yeah.
It is fun popping chip bags.
It really is.
Yeah. Mm.
The envelope popped and loads of money fell out. I took the money home and I could not rest. I was worrying about the person who'd lost it, so she couldn't turn that little Catholic part of her off.
Mm. Yeah, her guilt.
Yeah, that was just like, I can't do this. No. I can't have $6,000 that I don't know anything about sitting on the kitchen bench. It's driving me nuts.
That looked like a balloon?
You know, normally I just pop balloons down there. I never expected this.
What idiot drops $6,000?
Well, hang on. Okay, let's find out. We don't know anything about that other idiot.
Well,
we only know about our first idiot. She reported it to the police, who managed to trace the owner. Officers delivered a box of chocolates to Annie for being an amazing lady, while the owner of the cash rewarded her with money and flowers.
Oh, nice. Okay, How much money?
I don't know.
We don't know.
But flowers is a nice touch. There's Annie in the photo there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's imagine, if you thought of what Annie might look like, this is pretty close.
Okay. How's that?
She could have spent some money on a new frock.
Yeah, she certainly didn't buy a blouse for the photo. Aww.
Poor Annie. All she's done is be a nice lady.
Popping balloons. Money, money, money.
And I've turned her into a simpleton in a terrible top.
She does have awful glasses on.
Lauren's involved.
Brad, did you find cash?
Buddy, yeah, I did, pal. $600 walking through a bottle shop.
Oh,
nice.
In a pay envelope.
What a great place to find $600. Couple of bottles of champagne, Brad.
Oh, fantastic it was. But look, I was walking with a customer just on a break, and there was no name attached, no identification. So the rule of thumb is you keep the money.
That's just your societal general rule of thumb.
There's no name attached. Take it.
I never name my cash. What should I be doing that?
I've been naming individual notes for years.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
According to Ram, has been sentenced to 3 years prison, is the story I have in front of me.
Oh.
According to local media, Ram was sentenced to 3 years in prison for allegedly attacking and headbutting an elderly woman who unfortunately passed away in South Sudan.
Oh, my God.
It's a killer ram. He used to give me
roses. A woman is dead, may I remind you, Matthew?
Yes.
I'm not laughing.
A local court in Rumbek City, South Sudan. I haven't done a walking tour through there.
Oh,
I
must put, it, put I that must on, put the on the list. Well, you're not far. You're in Johannesburg.
I am. And what a hellhole that looks like. Had also ordered the ram owner to give the victim's family 5 cows as compensation. Some parts of the world, I tell you what.
Mm.
It's all going on, you know.
Yeah.
So if your ram headbutts a lady to death in South Sudan, you've got to put the ram in jail for 3 years and give them 5 cows.
Is it people jail?
Oh, it's is it ram jail?
I think it's people jail.
Just the ram in there with everybody else.
Like a pet for the other prisoners.
Oh, surely not. It's not in the person jail.
Here's Shirley. And,
what kind of jail is it? What, just a zoo?
It's a ram jail.
A zoo is animal jail, really.
Before she died, the ram allegedly attacked the woman and butted her in the chest numerous times. I mean, it's horrendous. Wow. The ram's out of control.
He looks like an evil ram.
Wouldn't you just put the ram down? I mean, I don't want to be that guy. But if the ram is attacking people and ending lives,
yes,
murder,
putting it in jail,
wouldn't part of that person's penalty be to kill the ram?
They want to rehabilitate him.
According to Lakes State customary law, any pet that kills a person is paid compensation to the deceased relatives.
In the form of cows.
In the form of cows.
Yes. Oh, right.
You could pay in the form of testicles. Have a look at the set on that thing.
Oh, is that what they are?
Yeah. Yeah. Holy hell. Anyone need a Sharon?
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
Yesterday we had a bit of a, I can't remember where.
Kelly on the phone. Right?
We had a bloke called Kelly on the phone, and I sort of, in passing, said to William, men with women's names is a funny area.
It's not men with women's names. It's names that can be.
Unisex names.
Gender
unisex
neutral.
Names.
Yeah.
No.
Unisex.
It's men with women's names.
Oh, my.
And they know who they are. Mm-hmm. And I said to William, God, there's some awful men with women's names out there. Not that the men themselves are awful. And let's be real. These are not, this is not. A fault of the person with the name.
No, they've been given this name.
They've been given this name.
They're just living life.
What I would describe as inconsiderate, uncaring parents.
So you haven't got the parents.
Call your son Kelly.
No.
This makes me so uncomfortable now that we're in it.
Oh my God, Kelly's calling.
Kelly, you hang on there.
We don't need Kelly.
No, we do.
We don't need Kelly.
A right of
Not
reply.
At the start, we don't need
okay.
Kelly.
Yeah, okay.
We'll get to Kelly.
Hang on there, Kelly.
Hang on there, Kelly. I'll let you have your say. But you have got a lady's name and you know.
Oh, no.
Well, then the conversation evolved in the ad break and we were naming other ones.
And like, then we started to come across some really horrendous ladies' names for men.
Yeah. So, like what?
We were saying Robin.
Well, then we put it up on Insta.
Yeah. So the ones we were discussing off air were like Robin, Terry.
Terry? Calling your son Robin should be outlawed.
Wouldn't you just shorten it to Rob?
Yeah, exactly. You would.
I mean, you can, but you're still Robin.
Yeah, like Robin Williams.
Yes. One of the great Robins.
Oh.
The best Robin. And I do have an auntie Robin, and she's pretty great.
Look. She's a woman.
She's a woman, and it's why.
She's a lady.
Oh, no.
Getting a lot of calls. Listen, stay with me, guys. Don't peel off because you're under 50 and you're scared. You're allowed to say that men have ladies' names.
Oh. Yeah.
Robin, I think you're right about Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Robin Gibb.
Yes.
Another great Robin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Batman and Robin.
Do you want me to go through the top 10 we received on Instagram?
Yeah, please. Okay. Let's go through them.
So another one we mentioned off air was Kerry, which I think is...
Kerry is horrendous
other
for a man.
Packer, I don't
G'day,
know.
Kerry.
Kerry Stokes?
Oh, Stokes.
Yeah. Kerry Stokes.
Yeah.
Who is...
two very powerful men called Kerry. Yeah. Maybe there's something in that.
Mm.
You don't hear of many Mels anymore. Male Mels.
Or Mel.
Mel's.
You know? Mel Walden.
Mel.
Yeah. We also...
But see, Mel to me is a man's name as well.
Yeah.
You know, Mel Gibson.
Malcolm.
Mm. Yeah.
What?
What? You're saying Malcolm.
Yeah.
Do you mean
Malcolm? I said Malcolm because I said Mal.
Yeah.
M-A-L.
It's like how she says Melbourne.
But what do you mean? Because you're saying...
They're different names.
I'm saying Mal, like Mal Walden.
Yeah.
And Mel Gibson's different.
Yeah.
And then I said Malcolm.
Your Mel and Mal sound the same
but
to
when
me.
You say,
no, yeah,
I can't hear the
When you say
difference.
Malcolm, what do you mean?
Malcolm. Malcolm.
Your Mel and Mal sound identical.
You can't hear yourself. What
Malcolm.
What is happening? The most nominated man's slash women's name was Kim.
Oh, Kim.
Kim's a horrendous man's name.
Beasley.
It's your mum's name.
Kim
it's
Hughes. My
mum's
name. Hello, it's your Kim. Mother's name.
Yes, that's right.
All right,
let's
have a chat to Kelly. Kelly, apologies in advance. I'm not intending to offend you in any way.
Me and Kelly here. How you going, gang?
Sorry, mate. I'm desperately sorry, and I'm not meaning to offend you. It's just you do have a lady's name.
No.
No, I've held on it. I've held on to it since yesterday. So
I hope I haven't offended you, mate.
No, I cared a lot more about it when I was younger.
Yeah.
When I got put into the girls' races and things like that.
Oh, no.
This is horrendous.
My parents started to hyphenate my name with Jack is my middle name.
Yeah. Kelly Jack.
Oh, Kelly Jack.
Kelly Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly Slater coming to prominence must have been big for you.
Yeah. Kelly Slater must have turned your life around in a lot of ways, Kelly.
Well, the second option my mum told me was Casey, so...
She was determined to call her son by a lady's name.
Thank you, Kelly.
Prudence was never mentioned.
The Marty Sheargold Show returns Monday, July 11 on Triple M.